Okay, so let's begin. Today's daf is daf Tes Zayin. So we've got a few lines down, around 5 lines down. The Gemara asks the question, Bo Mine Mirav Nachman. They asked Rav Nachman the following question. This is a question we saw dealt with several times already, but now they're hitting it head on. The Gemara asks, Vestas Deraisa O Derabanan. The whole concept of Vestas, which we've spoken about much now, is it, are they Deraisa or are they Derabanan? So just look at Rashi to explain the question. 2 lines down, Rashi says, Vestas deraisa o dirabanan, hod de kaimalan de ba'inan bedika b'shas vesta. When a woman has a vesta, and the requirement for her to check to make sure she has no damnida, so that requirement, is that a vesta deraisa? Is that a requirement on a biblical level? He, de im lo badka, if she doesn't check, we have to assume timea, and afil badka achazman, even if she checks later on, a couple days later, let's say, umatsasa tahor, and she finds out she's actually tahor, we don't say, oh, she must have been tahor during shas vesta. The orach mizmanu ba vade chaza. She definitely saw when the vesta came. She didn't check, so we assume there was blood there. Now, even though there may not be dam, she's vadei tami benafel akarka. That dam that she may have seen has fell away, but it's too late. Oh, do we say it's only zero button the requirement? That's rachuva. Vimla badka torah. And she doesn't check, so she didn't listen to the chachamim. But at the same time, she does not consider it tami. So that's the question. The Gemara says the answer of Nachman says is amr lahu midu amar huna. Chavrin, from the fact that Huna Chavrin said, that means their friend Huna, or Huna, Mishmei the Rab, he quoted the name of Rab, Isha Sheesh La Vesta, Yigia Shas Vesta, Velo Baska. So a woman reaches her, let's say today's the 10th of Mar Cheshvan. So her Vesta is the 10th of the month. So the 10th of the month comes, and she doesn't check. Ulvasof, in the end of the day, she did check in Rasa. So she saw, but she, it wasn't the day of the Veset necessarily. It was afterwards. So what happens? Choshesha Levesta, so we assume, we're concerned that maybe she also saw already from the time of the Veset, and therefore everything between is Tameh. And Choshesha Levesta, also concerned the Riyasa. So let's say her Veset was very, very, very small, narrow window. So her Veset was not only in the 10th of the month, but it was also the 10th of the month in the morning, like 10 o'clock in the morning. So let's say she found at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a couple hours later, she found that she saw Riyah. So we assume that Riyah goes back 24 hours, even before the Vesed as well. So we're concerned that there was a time during the Vesed there was Tumah. If she checked, if she had a Riyah later after the Vesed, 24 hours later, we assume it goes back to the Vesed. And even if she saw close to the Vesed and she didn't check in the Vesed, we assume 24 hours from the Riyah. So we're concerned of the Vesed, we're concerned of the Riyah as well. So the fact that we're concerned of the Vesed clearly, from this statement, is Alma Vestos Deraisa, and if a woman circumvented the Bedika, we still assume the worst. Ikadami, others say, no. Hachi Kamarlu, what Rav Nachman had taught them was, Taima Derasa, only because she had seen Damnida, are we then also concerned Choshesh's Levesta, but only because there was also was accompanied by an actual Riyah. But Hola Rasa, let's say she didn't see, and she just skipped the Bedika on the Veset, and days go by without having a Riyah at all, then Ein Choshim, we're not concerned of the Veset, and therefore Alma Vesos Derabanan. What comes out is Vesos Derabanan. So the answer is still unclear. We don't know if it's Deraisa or Derabanan. We're going to see the rest of the Amud here. It's just a continued machlokas, whether Vesos are Deraisa or Vestos are Derabanan. The Gemara now quotes a Braisa, or rather a statement. Itmar was stated, Isha Sheyesh LeVesa, a woman who has a set time to see. V'hegia shas vesta, her vesta comes, so the 10th of the month comes. V'lo barka, she didn't do the bedika like she was supposed to be doing. Ulvasov barka, but in the end, she just checked herself. And turns out, Amar Rav says, barka atzma, barku masasa tmei. Let's say she checks herself and she's tummy now. So again, the 10th of the month comes, and she doesn't check, but the 11th of the month, she decides to check, and she finds that she's tummy. So Rav says, barka masasa tmei, she's tmeia. She's tmeia even from the time of the Vesta, but let's say Tahora, let's say she checks herself now on the 11th and she's Tahor, we assume she's even Tahora from the Shas of the Vesta. So what's going to dictate what happened in the Shas Vesta or not will be based on what happens when she does a Bedika when it's later, a Bedika a day later, 2 days later, that will dictate what we assume she is during Shas Vesta. So that's a lenient approach of Shas Vesta. But Shmuel Amar, no. Shmuel says, "Afilu batko matas Torah." Let's say she checks a day later after. She didn't check on her Veset. She didn't check on the 10th of Mar Cheshvan. But the 11th, she decides to check, and she finds that she's Tahor. So look what Shmuel says. Shmuel says, even if she finds that she's Tahor on the 11th, Nami Tmeah, we still assume she's Tameh on day 10, on the 10th. Mipnei Sheorach Because we know the dam comes regularly on Vestet, so Shmuel takes a very extreme approach of she's Tameh regardless on Shas Vestet. So what's the machlokus between Rav and Shmuel? Rav against Mekel in the Shas Vestet? If she finds herself Tahor, what do we assume about Shas Vestet? So Rav says, well, if she finds herself Tahor a day later, so we assume she was Tahor also on the day of the Vestet. And Shmuel says, even if she finds herself Tahor on the 11th, we still assume she was Tameh on the day 10. So what's the machlokus between Rav and Shmuel? Lema, Vestos Kimbisli. They're arguing about the status of a Vestet. Demar Savar Deraisa. Shmuel holds it's Deraisa, and therefore we don't care if she found herself Tahor later on, a couple days later. We assume it's the worst. It's a Deraisa, the concept, and she was Vade Tameh during the Vestet, and she missed out because she didn't do a Bedika. Had she done a Bedika on the Shas Vestet, found out she was Tahor, then everything would be fine. But Mar Savar Rav holds no. It's only Derabanan. So yes, Einachanami, she's supposed to do a Bedika on the day of the Vestet, but if she missed it, she didn't check, we don't assume she was Tameh. Yeah, it's only Derabanan, so we could assume she's still Tahor. Unless she finds in this new Bedika, a couple days later, she finds that she's Tameh, so then we assume she must have been Tameh on the Shas Vestet as well. So Amar Rav Zeir, so that was the first understanding, what the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel was about, whether the Vestet is a Derais or Derabanan. But comes along with Amar Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir says, the Chuli Alma, Vestet is Derais. Everyone agrees Vestet is a really Derais. So what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? The Gemara says, Kan Shibatka Atma Kishir Vestet, Kan Shlo Batka Atma Kishir Vestet. The question is, when was that Bedika? The Bedika was done late. So the Vestet came and went, and he missed it. But then, a few moments later, just like a couple seconds later, the Shir Vestet later on, they did a check. So then, in that case, if she finds herself to be Tahora, it was so close to the actual Vestet, it was only 5 seconds off, that's enough of a time, that's close enough to say that she must have been Tahor also during the Shas of the Vestet. So that's when we say that she's Tahor, even though the Vestet is a Deraisa. But Khan, the other case, when we said the Vestet Deraisa, and we assume that she's Tameh, that's a situation, Shalok Bad Kasma B'Kshir Vestet. When she did a Bedika later on, and she found that she was Tahor, but that Bedika was too far away from the actual Vestet, so it cannot be Megala, any din about the Shas Vestet itself, and therefore we have to conclude that she was Tameh even during the Vestet. Okay. Then the Gemara said, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, no. Bevestos Gufayu Kamisli. They're arguing about Rav and Shmuel's Machlokas. It's very simple. It's very simple that they're arguing about the essence of a Vestet. Is it Deraisa or is it Derabanan? The Marisav Vestos Deraisa, or Marisav Vestos Derabanan. So this goes back to our initial suggestion, which Rabbi Zera didn't think that was correct. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak think that was correct. They're arguing about, again, the Nakuda of whether Vestos are Deraisa or are Vestos Derabanan. Gemara continues. The same theme here. Amar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, Kitanai, this Machlokas Amarayim between Rav and Shmuel is just like a Machlokas Tanayim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Timeh Nida, the cases where a woman didn't check on her Vestet, and then she found herself Nida afterwards, so then we assume, rather, she didn't do any Bedik at all, so she missed it out. When she missed out, we assume that she was Nida. If she didn't check on her Vestet, we assume the worst, and that's called Vestas Adaraisa. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, Tibadik, let her check. If she missed the Vestet, she didn't do a Bedika, so let her check. And the Bedika will dictate what the halacha was. If she finds herself in the Bedika that she's Tameh, so she's also Tameh during Shas Vestet. But let's say she does a Bedika and she finds herself to be Tahor, so then we can assume she was also Tahor Shas Vestet. That's Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, who assumes that Vestet are only Derabanan. So we see not only is it Machlokas Amarayim, but it's also Machlokas Tanayim. And then the Gemara says, the Hani Tanayim, these Machlokas Tanayim between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is just like Ki Hani Tanayim, like another Machlokas Tanayim, which is as follows, the Tanya. Rabbi Meir Omer, if she didn't do a Bedika on the Vestet, we assume the worst, Timea Nida, because Vestet had the Raisa, and Chacham Omer, Tibalik, so we see that this Machlokas trickled down from the Marayim to the Tanayim and to the earlier Tanayim as well. And Abai doesn't stop there. Amar Abai says further, Af Ananami Tanina, we also taught in the Mishnah, this is in our Masechta, in a couple weeks we'll get there, Rabbi Meir Omer, Im Hayisa B'machveh. If she was hiding out somewhere in a cave from various, the Goyim, the soldiers, the Yegiyah Shas Vesta. Now the time of her Vestet came, because she didn't do an inspection, so in this case we assume she's Tahora. She didn't do an inspection, we could assume everything's best. But because Shecharada Mesulakas Asadamim, only because she's scared for her life, and that emotional fear somehow impacts the biological system, and blood, there's no dam that comes out. But it's only because she was scared. But had it been time Madika Harada, only because she was scared for her life. But halakha harada, had there not been a harada, then we would assume there was, she was tamea. Meaning if there was a shas veset and she didn't do badika, we assume the worst, she's tamei. Alma, we see from this sheet of Rabbi Meir and this Mishnah that vestas are daraisa. Okay, Gemara says further on this idea that lema hani tanaim baha nami pligi. Let's say the following machlokas tanaim also argues on this particular nakuda of the nature of vestas being deraisa derabanan. This anya, the raisa says, haro adam, person sees blood machmas macha. There's a certain wound, a cut in the area. Afilo besochim enidasa. Even if she sees dam during the days where she'd expected to see during the shas veset, so we assume tahora. This comes up. If a woman has another way to attribute the dam, another place to attribute the dam to, so if there's a makkah that we know of, so then Divrei Rebbe Shimon Gamliel says you could assume that it came from the makkah, even though it's during the Shas Veset. That's the Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. He's very makel. Rebbe Omer, no. Im yesh la veset, if she has a veset, choshesh is la veset. You can't assume, granted, there's a makkah, there's a cut, there's something that's creating blood, but it's also Shas Veset. In fact, Shas Veset, the uterus also produces blood at that time. So how could you ignore the need of the Raisa and assume it's based on the Makkah? They're both very good reasons and sources for Dam to come from. So what's the Machlokas? So Mark Gemara says, my love is not talking about Bahakim Mifugi. The Mar Savar Vesos are Deraisa, and Mar Savar Vesos Derban. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who said, no, he granted it during Shas Veset, but Shas Veset only the Rabbanan. It's maybe there's a good chance blood will come, but here I've got a Vade Maka. There's certainly a cut that's going to produce Dam. I'm able to assume it comes from the Dam of the Maka, not from the Dam of the Makor. And the Rebbe says, no, Veset's a Deraisa, and we assume Vade that the Dam came from there, and we can't assume it came from the Maka. That's the suggestion of what the Machlokas is. So Gemara says, no, Amar Ravina, Ravina says, lo. The Huli Alma Veset's the Rabbanan. Everyone really holds Veset's are the Rabbanan only. And therefore, you could assume it came from the Makkah, right? So Gemara says, no, this is the Machlokas. Hacha b'makor mikomotami kimifugi. They're arguing about the nature, the makor is the source. Makor is referring to the uterus. Is makor mikomotami, is that place called dam? So if you look at Rashi, is that called, is that tame? So if you look at Rashi before you go vayitzin in the Gemara, Rashi says mikomotami. V'chol dam habad derech sham, any blood that passes through the makor, afilu eina dam nida, even if it's not dam nida, have av tuma l'tame adam, tumas erev. This is a fascinating point. Many of us probably have never heard of this idea of tuma before. V'mnoga b'taros tumem. So what's going on here, typically the way dam nida works is, biologically at least, is the uterus has this lining of eggs and potential conception if a zera gets to one of the eggs, and then the lining removes itself every month, and that creates dam. That's where dam nida comes from. But let's say in the uterus, it's in the makor, there's a cut. So that cut also produces dam. That's not typical, that's not dam nida, that's just a dam. It happens to be in the same place where dam nida comes from, but it's coming from dam maka in the uterus. So the question becomes, when a dam maka comes from the makor, does that also have a din of nida or not? So everyone agrees it actually becomes tumah. The question is what level of tumah. We'll get to how that works. But according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that dam maka in the makor will create tumah, but not tumah nida, tumah erev. Tumah nida will make a woman tumah for 7 days at least. Tumah erev is only tumah for that one night. So dam maka that comes from the uterus, that makes tumah just for one day. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. It's not a question of vessels derived from Rabbanan. It's a question of how tame is a dam maka that's found in the makor. So read in the Gemara and I'll explain a little bit further. What? You have to go to the mikvah. Yeah, go to the mikvah and Harav Shemesh comes and they're completely tar, just one day in Zehu. So let's look, see how the Gemara says this. The Gemara says, the makor makoma tame kemitzlugi. You want to know if that dam maka, not dam nida, but dam naka that comes from the makor, how tame is it? So Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Asavar, Isha Tahora, the woman herself is Tara, meaning she's not Tame Begavra as a Nida, but the Dam, the blood itself is Tame. So the Dam is Metame, her. We'll see how that works in a second. Dekasi Derech Makor, because it comes from the Makor. So the way it works is the Makor is called the Avatuma, and now Avatuma is Metame the Dam, not Dam Nida, just any Dam that passes through is Metame. So now that Dam Nida is a Rishon Lutuma, and when that dam comes through, it's matami the woman, a like sheni l'tumah. And so she's tummy, not because of Nida, she's tummy because it came from a Makor, but it's a low-level Tumah, only Tumas Erev. Now, it doesn't really fit into classical ways of how Tumah works. So the Rishonim talked about that this is a Halacha Moshe Mishinai, that she's tummy. It doesn't work typically. The way it's brought down here in the name of the Rashi says on Daf Chav Beis, we'll get there. Rashi says that when the dam passes through her makor, that touches her, that's called touching her, and then she's tummy because that dam passes through, and the Tosis here on the side of the page in the Dibramaskal Makor says this whole concept is Halacha Moshe Mishinai. You just look at Tosis Dibramaskal Makor, it says the last line, just read the last line, he says, Hacha Halacha Lamosh Mishinai Hu. She'ateida She'makor Tamei Ba'isha Torah. So the way it works is a tricky thing. And Ramban says it's exerts a kasuv, but either way, there's a funny type of tumah. But it's a one-day tumah that comes from a damaka that's sourced in the makor, which touches her when it exits the uterus. But comes along now, Rebbe says, no, Amar lo Rebbe, ish haishas leveset. If you're concerned about veset, so you can't ignore the veset. Isha nami tameya. So he might agree that the damaka may only make a woman tummy for one day if it's a damaka in the makor. But you can't ignore the fact that it's also the Shas Veset. And maybe the dam that she's seeing comes from the dam Nida, which is the lining that shaves itself in the uterus every single month. And therefore, if you're concerned of the Veset, she has to be Tameh, the woman's also Tameh, it's a Tameh 7 days of Nida. If you're not concerned of the Veset, so then you're right, she would be Tahor. And Makoma Tahor, who he holds that dam Maka that's sourced in the Makor does not make a person Tahor. That's what he says. So he says Makoma was Tahor, and therefore the only concern here is Veset. And Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel says, no, Makor Makoma is Tameh, he says Matame Tumas Erev, but he's not concerned of Shas Veset. So there's really two ideas going on here. Okay.
So Rabbi doesn't hold like
that. Exactly. He thinks it doesn't exist. It's a made-up thing, and he doesn't have such a Masorah. Now, coming out interestingly, though, if you assume like Tosos that this is Halacha Moshe Mishinai, this concept, we have a klal from the Rambam. The Rambam holds, whenever there's a Halacha Moshe Mishinai, you could never have a machlokas. He writes, there's never a machlokas ever by Halacha Moshe Mishinai. So now it comes out here, that according to Tosos, that this is Halacha Moshe Mishinai, we have a machlokas, whether or not Makor Makamot Tameh is not. So the Rambam would have to say that this is not Halacha Moshe Mishinai, this is a Gzeir Sakasav or some other source, this debate is, but it can't be a debate about Halacha Moshe Mishinai. On that concept, just because you brought it up, there's a well-known Netziv, and the Netziv talks about, is it really true that Rambam holds that every single time there's Halacha Moshe Mishinai, there's never a Machlokas? We have many times, not many times, but a few times in Shas where the word Gemiri is used. Gemiri, Rashi always says, is Halacha Moshe Mishinai. Yet we find that there's a Machlokas when there's a Gemiri, when there's Halacha Moshe Mishinai. So the Netziv explains, Gemiri, meaning Halacha Moshe Mishinai, is not agreed upon by everyone. The word Gemiri, only Rashi. Gemiri means I have a Masorah. But who said that Masorah dates back to Halacha Moshe Mishinai? Rashi says it. So that's Rashi's din. The Rambam doesn't think a Gemiri. Gemiri is a tradition, but it's not a tradition that goes back to Halacha Moshe Mishinai. It's just a long-standing tradition, and therefore when the Gemara uses the word Gemiri, it does not mean Halacha Moshe Mishinai, and there can be Machlokas, so that does not pose a problem for the Shita of the Rambam. Okay, we're now at the bottom of the Tes Zayin Amud Aleph here. The Mishnah tells us as follows. Beishame Omrim, he holds it in Tzricha Shnei Idim, Al Kol Tashmish V'Tashmish, after every single Tashmish, the person, let's say, has multiple Tashmish at one night, you need to do a separate Bedika on each Tashmish, Tishamish L'Or HaNer, or Tashmish should take place in front of the candle. We'll see, even though that's not advisable, but in order to check, to make sure that she's clean in between each Tashmish, that should be checked, so he's very machmir that each time you should check. And Beishame Omrim, no, Daya B'Shnei Idim Kol Ayla, you could use the same cloth each time throughout the evening. Okay, so Gemara says now on the very top of Amud Beis, Tani Rabbanim, Apa Pisha Amru Hamishamish Mitasel or Nehere Zimaguna. Even though we say that one who's Mishamish in front of the candle, it's something that's very much frowned upon. The reason being because you might see something you don't like and it could create issues of Shalom Bayis issues. So Beishame Omrim, nonetheless, Beishame says Tzricha Shnei Idim Al Kol Tashmish Tishamish Lo Harner. Because he was so important to make sure everything remained Tahor and not violating any Yisurim, he felt even though being Mishamish Lefnei Oro is considered Meguna, it's still better than the alternative. Beisil Omrim, Daya B'Shnei Idim L'Chol Laila, no need for all that, just use the same cloth each night, right, all night, you could repeat using them, and that's going to be fine. He's not so Machmir when it comes to the Bedikos. So Tani, the Brayso now elaborates on this discussion, Amulhem Beishamil Beisil. Beishamil says to Beisil, according to you, Beis Hillel, that Lecha Shema Tira Tipas Dam Kechardel Bebir Rishona V'Tichapena Shechazer Bebir Shneir. So according to you, so what's going to happen is that they have Tashrish multiple times, so let's say it's possible in Bir Rishona there is Dam Nida. And then they had Bir a second time, so perhaps the Shechazera will cover up and envelop the Dam Nida. Then you won't be able to see it when you do Bedika after the entire night. You do Bedika, so then it may have been lost during one of the in-between Bios. So shouldn't you be concerned, and therefore says Beis Shammai, you should do Bedika after each Bir, lest the Bir to follow is Mechapa the Dam Nida from a prior Bir. So Gemara, so response to Beis Hillel is, Amr le Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says, after the Rechem, according to you, Beis Shammai, why are you only concerned that the Zera of the next Bia will be Mechapeh, the Dam Nida from prior? Leichosh Sharok B'Solchapeh, the Rok is referring to, a nice way of referring to the Zera, B'Solchapeh is a nice way of referring to the also Makum of the Isha, perhaps the Rok B'Solchapeh, Shema Nimok V'Holechlo, maybe the Bia Rishon itself, that first Bia, would be concerned. Meaning, why if this one was only the Bir Shnir or Bir Shlisha that's going to be Mechapeh Dam Nida? Maybe the Bir Rishona will be. Meaning, every single time there's Bir, shouldn't you always be concerned that the Zera is being Mechapeh? So just like you're not concerned during one Bir, you shouldn't be concerned of additional Birs either. So Amru Lahem, so Beis Shammai responds back, L'Pishenu Doma Nimuk Pamachas, the Nimuk Shtei Pamim. Because it's not the same if Dam Nida were to be covered by Zera from one Bia versus being covered by a second Bia. In the second Bia, there's more of a concern, and therefore he's only concerned of additional Bias, and that's why there should be a Bedika in between each Tashmish. So Tani, the Braisa says, Amr Bishua, Roa Ani Azire Beis Shammai, I agree to Beis Shammai that he is correct, that you should have two Shnei Edim separately for each Tashmish. And Amr Lo Tamidim, his Tamidim said, Rebbe, Kama Harachta, Elena, how much are you extending upon us? How machmer are you to every single bedikah to have a separate to eat him? Amar Lem Rishu says, Mutav she'arich aleichem bol mazeh. Better that I extend or elongate your chumras in this world, kedei she'yarichu yamechem l'olam haba, in order to extend your days, your life, in olam haba. Trust me, just stick with me. Okay, it's a chumra, but it's going to give you arichas yamim in olam haba. So Amar Rabbi Zeira says, We see from all this, kula means Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, nilmad bal nefesh lo yival v'yishna. A bal nefesh, a person who's a machmir in the halacha, a person who's very particular, he should not yival v'yishna, he shouldn't repeat, he should not have two bios in one evening. And the concern is because perhaps the second bio, the zera from the second bio, will cover up the dam nida, and you will again to strike as what was. Rav Amar Bal Vashona, you're allowed to, don't be concerned at all, because Kitanya, he that bright, so when it says you shouldn't be, Lo Yival V'Yishna, it's only Gavi Taros. With regards to Taros, we had certain chumras that it's extra busy because we did just with respect to Taros. So with respect to husband and wife, we did not increase bedikos, and therefore, since Bizman is dead, there are no Taros to speak of, so therefore there should be no concern of Baal Vashona. The Tanya Nami Hachi, the bright says the same thing, Bamed Vamar Mur, when is it all true that you have to do these multiple bedikos in between each tashmish? It's only the taros, only respect to one who eats taros. Avala baila mutaros. You don't need extra bedikos. When is this all said? Shenicha becheskes taros. It's all also true that the husband's allowed to have tashmish with her without a bedika at all, only when he last saw her, last found out that she was becheskes taros. Aval. But if it's a case of nicha becheskes tameya, if last you knew she was tamei, then the olam he becheskata, she remains in the state of being Tameh, and also to have Tashmish ad shetomar lo tahor aniyah, like we've seen before, until she actually states that I am tahor, or some other indicator that tells him that she's in fact tahor. Fine. The Gemara now says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav. But let's say she does a bedika with aid, but she doesn't look at it. You could do a ma'aseh bedika, but you don't actually take a look. She can't inspect it. It's nighttime, or she just didn't get around to looking at it yet, but she did a bedika. And then what happened is, Ovid, she lost the cloth, she lost the aid. So what's she supposed to do? So the din is, Aser l'shabish ashes yivzok, she can't have tashish until she does a proper bedika. It's very easy to fix the problem. You lost the bedika cloth, you just do another bedika. So maskiv lo Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Ila says, Ila Isa, let's say she had the aid, the cloth was available to her. So milo m'shamsha, avgav dilo yada. So the din is, when we had said that, for all the tashmish that Beis Hillel Beis Shammai spoke of, that you need a bedika in between each one, we never said you have to actually look at it. Because remember, they didn't have the electricity like we had. And even if you did, unless you know how to see things properly, the color of the lights play games on us. That's why you need to check with the sunlight. The sunlight's the true color of what it is. But if you look at, when I was studying Maros, So you look at some lights are more yellow, some lights are more orange, and the shade could be drastically changed from depends unless your eye is trained properly. So they didn't even have those. So you have to look at the sunlight. That's ideal, unless the person's really an expert at looking at maros. So when we talk that the bedikos here all night during before and after tashmish, we're saying you do bedika, but you leave it in the drawer and look at it in the morning. You're not looking at it at nighttime. So how come we're saying, asks the Gemara, so he said, if they lose the bedika, they have to do a second bedika. So what happened? But why? Maskela Rabbi Yehuda. Ila Isa, let's say the bedika, they did a check. It was there. It was available. They just didn't check it yet, but they had it in the drawer. Milo Meshamesha, will we not allow them to have another tashmish? Even though we don't know what the outcome is, Beishami just says, do a bedika each time and then check them in the morning. But shouldn't we be concerned that maybe one of the bedikos is coming? He said, no, don't worry, you check everything in the morning, then you figure out afterwards. So Hashanami Tishamish, you hear as well. So they did a bedika, they lost the bedika. Okay, so no different than your bedika cloth being in the drawer, not knowing what happened, and losing it. So both cases, we should allow them to have tashmish. So Gemara says, Amalei, Rabbi says, no, Mochicha Kayim, Zu Mochicha Kayim, Zu Ein, Ein Mochicha Kayim. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, halfway down the Rashi's here, in Amar Aleph, Zu Mochicha Kayim, Hareha A Lefanenu, the case where they did Badika at night time, they just couldn't look at it till the morning, they left it on the side, but they had it available. Hareha A Lefanenu, the cloth is in front of us. Ula Macher, the next day, Tirabo, they're going to look at it. Umahana La Taros, it's going to be effective for all the Taros that they touched. If she's Tahor, so everything she touched will remain Tahor. The Chiyat Sechur Rabban, Lashamish Be'edim, Mishim Tarosu. When the Chachamim required her to check, there was only with respect to the status of the Taros. If she were to find dam the next morning, from one of the bedikos that she used before tashmish, so tavi chatas kabarasa, she has to go ahead and bring her chatas. They didn't know, they did nothing wrong. They had tashmish, they did the follow the chachamim, but turned out she happened to be nida, and they didn't know this, so she has to bring her chatas. That was shogig. But in this case, vizu, says Rashi, she'avad eida, where she lost the cloth, Ein mochicha kaim, the mochiach, the proof is not available, it lost it. It went down the toilet, wherever it went. Now, the Amris, if you're going to say, Tashamish, go do Tashmish anyways, so the problem with that is, Mat Tekanes Chachamim, what value is Tekanes Chachamim Nieshkan? Darehi Kimosh Labadka, doing a Bedika and losing it is just as good as not doing a Bedika at all. And that's as if to say the Chachamim Tekane is ineffective and you could just ignore them. We don't want people to get that impression, therefore we require another Bedika because we don't want people to, Chas V'Shalom, circumvent the need for Bedika prior to Tashmish. Okay. Gemara now goes back to what we said above, the Indian of being Mashamish Mitasil Sneaner, that's the Davar Maguna. So Gemara explains, Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, also the Adam Shishamish Mitaso Bayom. It's also for a person to have pastures during the daytime. Mikra, what's the positive? What's the hint to such a concept? So it says in Iyom Shinamar, Yovad Yom O Ivaled Bo, Valaila Amar Horogavim. So Iyov, right in the beginning, Iyov, when he had terrible tzaros, he was experiencing terrible tzaros, his family, his wife, his kids, his parnasa, his property, everything was lost. So he said, Yovar Yom Ivalabo, lose my day, my birthday. The day I was born, let that day be lost, let it be forgotten, I wish I was never born. And Valaila Amar Horel Gaver, and to the night in which I was conceived, let that also be lost. So we see from here that Horel is Lashon Herayom, which is a Lashon of conception, and it's coupled with the word Laila. So the diak is, Laila nitein leharayon, yom lo nitein leharayon. Nighttime is the only time where conception, where tashmish is recommended or it's really allowed, but the daytime is not shayach for herayon, that's the remez that also l'adam shishamish mitasa bayom. That's the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish comes along, Reish Lakish amar mehacha, from a different pasuk, this pasuk appears in Mishle. Bozed the rach of yamas, those who are disgraced today, the paths, should die. So what they're referring to, the Rashi explains here, Bozed Drachov, it's referring to Tashmish. Kimo, it says another pasuk in Mishlei, Derech Gever Ba'alma, Hamashamish Bayom Bali De Bizayon. One who has the Tashmish during the daytime, it leads to a place of disgrace. Shema Yirba Davar Maguna, perhaps he's going to see something in her that he finds disgusting and repulsive, V'tiskane Olav, therefore one cannot. So there's two different psukim, one in Mishlei, which indicates Bozed Drachov Yamos, and one in Iyo from Rabbi Yochanan, which it says, Halayla Amar Hora Gavar. Gemara now wants to know, Reish Lakish, Hai Kradu Rabbi Yochanan Mai Darish Bay. What does Reish Lakish do with the Pasuk in Iyov that Rabbi Yochanan used? So Gemara explains, Mibarlech needed to tell me the following din. That, or the following idea rather. The Darish Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, the Darish Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, he darshan as follows. Oso Malach HaMemuna Al HaRayon Lai L'Shema. you have different malachim, they have different roles and different jobs. So the malach that's in charge of conception and the zera connecting with the woman, that's his name is called Lila. Okay? And what the Lila does, the malach Lila does, is no tell tipa, he takes the tipa of the zera, and Mamida Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he places in front of Hashem and asks the question, Omer Lefanav, he says to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Tipa Zo Ma Te'ala, what's going to be with this tipa, with this zera? Gibor Ochalosh, will he be strong or will it be weak? Chachamo Tipish, wise or stupid? Asher Oni, wealthy or will he be poor? What's the fate of this zera? Ve'ilu Rasha Tadik Lo Kamar, but he doesn't ask what's his level of Yiddishkeit. What's his tzidkus and rish is going to be? That's not asked, the Gemara points out. Why? Kidei Rabbi Chanina, Damar Rabbi Chanina, Hakol Bidei Shemayim, Chutz Min Yirei Shemayim. Everything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides. Everything is mazel, except for one thing is Yirei Shemayim. That's up to us. Yirei Shemayim, we decide. But in terms of how smart, how wealthy, how strong, all that is based in mazel. So how do we know Yirei Shemayim is up to us, however? Shinemar says in Parshat Ekev, Ve'ata Yisrael, Ma Shemel Kecha Shol Meimach, what does Hashem ask of you, Kim Lira? All Hashem asks is just Yirei Shemayim. It's one simple vote that we have in the world is Yirei Shemayim. Everything else the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells it tells you, it gives to you, whether it's good or whether it's bad, whether it's a strength, whether it's a weakness, that's all given to you. But Yirei Shemayim is up to us. It's all he asks, one thing, Ma Shemel Kecha Shol Meimach, Kim Lira. Either way, that's what's going on being described in the Pasuk in Iyov. Lila Amar Hora Gavar. Lila says, Hora, he's in charge of the Herayon. What's going to be with this Gever, with this person, with this Zera? And that's how Reish Lakish understands this Pasuk and has nothing to do with the Zman of Herayon. It's referring to Lila, a name of a Malach. Interesting Tosis on the side here. Tosis writes, Dibar Maskel HaMalach HaMamuna Al Herayon about Al Haleda when it comes to birth. That a nishum malach memona. There, no malach has the key to birth. Shenav kedam bereish tainus. Gemara tells us right in the beginning of Maseches Tainus. Shloshim avtechos biyado shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. There are three keys given to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which others do not have access to. Shel Chaya, which is referring to giving birth, leida. Hashem pocket a sarah says Hashem. He opened up Sarah's rechem. B'shal gishamim. B'shal chias amezim. Those are only handed over to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'hani shlosh, these three maptechos, nami pamim, most in the shliach, sometimes they're handed over to shliach, b'lefisha, for a short period of time. Sharei Eliyahu hayab b'yadu maptech shal gishamim, v'hachayas ameis, v'chein Elisha. Right, Eliyahu was given the key to reign. He was given the key to bring back to life the young boy. So on occasion, these are given over. But typically, the three are reserved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no Malach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Herayom, when it comes to conception, that is given over to Malach, whose name is Lila. Back to the Gemara now. The Gemara says, now what about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, who in fact used the Pasuk in Iyov to support the idea that Herayon is only Belila and you can't do Tashmish Bayom, what is he going to do with the Reish Lakish Pasuk of Boza Derach Yomus? Rabbi Yochanan, Imkain, we are not there yet, before that. Rabbi Yochanan says back, Imkain, if you're correct, Nichtov Kra Gaver Hora, my Hora Gaver, the order of way, the way it works, is it seems to be incorrect, and therefore since the order is switched, Lila nitin harayon, the yom lo nitin harayon, it's not proving your point. If Lila the malach was proving my point, that Lila is a time, not a malach. Okay, the Gemara now says, now Rabbi Yochanan, hi krad Reish Lakish my darish bay. What is Rabbi Yochanan going to do with Reish Lakish's pasuk of the Boza drach of Yamas? So Gemara says, mi bar leit needed for the following drasha. The Chedichsiv, it says in B'Sefer Ben Sira. Sefer Ben Sira is a Sefer written by Ben Sira. Now, who was Ben Sira? Ben Sira was a child of Yirmiyahu. The Gemara talks about a situation in Chagiga, which doesn't seem to be correct scientifically, but let's say there was some Shifa Zera left in a bath, and a woman were to go in afterwards and get pregnant from that, so what's the status of that child? There's never any Tashmish. So even though we understand that can happen scientifically, that's used as a model for IVF types of situations and questions in halacha about different fathers and mothers. And either way, it's brought down in the poskim in Shulchan Aruch that Ben Sira was a product of Yirmiya of this very case. So Yirmiya's Zera was left over in Batya, and somehow a lady came in afterwards and became pregnant from the Zera of Yirmiya, and the product was the Ben Sira. In fact, the gematria of Ben Sira, of Sira, is the same gematria as Yirmiya, they point out. And that's the so that's who Ben Sira was. So he had the Sefer. So in the Sefer, it's written in the Sefer of Ben Sira, Shlosha Sanesi, three I hate, Varban, the fourth one, Lo Hafti, I don't love. I don't hate, but I don't love. So what's the list of the four? So Sarah Hanirgal Bebeis Mishal. So Sarah, a certain Talmud Chacham, a person with stature, so he's hanging out in the bars and the lounges. That's a terrible thing. Armila others say Sarah Nirgan, which is a person who's continuing talking. They just overly excessive talking and schmoozing and so too social. That's one type of person he doesn't like. He hates actually. Hamoshev Sheveth the Rome Keres, one who plays the yeshiva on the top of a mountain, he doesn't like that either because it's Gathe Ruach, it's a Balgaiva to place a yeshiva such a place, or it's Matriach the Talmidim to go up and down, it makes it so difficult to get to the yeshiva. That's the second category of people who he hates. For Ochet Vama B'mashin Mayim, we discussed in the past, person who's holding on to the Amma when he goes to the bathroom, that's his third group of people whom he hates. And then the fourth one is Vanichnas, the base Chaver Pitam, a person enters into the home, suddenly doesn't knock, that he also doesn't like, doesn't love such a person. The Amar of Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan adds, V'afilu beis, even to his own house, a person should always knock. It's a derech eretz and tznius to knock before entering inside. So the idea is this, this din of Rabbi Yochanan, rather, is learned out from Boza Derachav. If you look at Rashi, Rashi doesn't say this, does he? Then Rashi did. Yeah, that's the source. Right, so if you look at Rashi, if Rashi Mibari Leiz V'chula, you're like 10 lines up, maybe 8 lines up, Hainu Boza Drach, that's what Boza Drach means, it's Shemegana Atmo, Shemalizna Lava, B'nei HaMedina, B'min Hago. So this is referring to the first case, sorry, the first case of the Talmud Chacham, who's Mevaz himself, he's going to the bar, he's going to socialize all the time, that's what the Pasuk means of Boza Drach of Yamos. Okay, we'll stop here, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.